Good morning. Welcome to the International Connection. This is show number 35 in the radio series on mind control. And over the next few shows, we're going to be talking to Fritz Springmeier and Cisco Wheeler, co-authors of the Illuminati formula used to create an undetectable total mind-controlled slave, and Deeper Insights, books about trauma-based conditioning mind control. Fritz is a researcher of the Illuminati and minister to mind control victims. Cisco Wheeler says she is from a generational Illuminati family and that trauma-based mind control was perpetrated against her from birth. We will hear the interview with Cisco in a couple of weeks, and today we're going to hear an interview with Fritz Springmeier. Fritz talks about the Illuminati families and how they have used mind control to consolidate their power throughout their history. You're listening to CKLN 88.1. I'm speaking with Fritz Springmeier, author and lecturer and minister to mind control survivors. Welcome to the show, Fritz.
Thank you, and hello to all you listeners out there in radio land. I encourage you to participate with our program today because we're going to be speaking about some important things that affect your life and will affect the lives of your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I'd like to start off with asking you, how did you first come across the information about government mind control?
Government mind control overlaps with many other things. It overlaps with a higher government, a secret world government called the Illuminati. And as I investigated the Illuminati, I had to also learn about their fronts that they operate. They hide behind the veil of national security. They use our patriotism against us and make us think that that for our own interests, for our own security of our own nations, that we have to subject ourselves to all the secrecy that they impose upon us. And
now, did you come across the information about mind control through your research into the Illuminati, or vice versa?
Yes, through the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that I hadn't been watching the government too, but a lot of what we see out front is just that, it's a front. And if we really want to understand what's going on, we have to look behind that front.
So maybe you could explain to our listeners, to your understanding, who are the Illuminati?
The Illuminati are the movers and shakers of the world. They are an elite group of bloodlines. You could call these tribes or families. There's 13 major bloodlines. They are what are called generational Satanists. That means that they have practiced their secret witchcraft for many centuries, and they've passed their religion down from one generation to the other, or they lead double lives. They have one life that the world sees, and then they have a hidden life that the world doesn't see. There's been very few people that have been able to break through the secrecy. They have taken secrecy to a fine art that I would never have believed anyone could achieve until I started getting into this. And there's been very few people over the years that have broken through that secrecy at all. There was a man named John Robison who wrote Proofs of a Conspiracy Against All the Religions and Governments of Europe Carried On in the Secret Meetings of the Freemasons, Illuminati, and Reading Societies. And that came out in 1798, and the Bavarian government captured, by raiding several safe houses of the Illuminati, they captured original Illuminati documents back in that time period, which were sent out to all, which were bound and sent out to all the governments, entitled the original Schrift in this Illuminaten's Ordnance, as the German title the Bavarian government gave it. But in modern times, there's been very few people that have been able to talk about the Illuminati as it exists today, and that's been my job, has been to bring to the world who these people are, what their traditions are, what they are doing, everything about them. And the reason why I'm giving a longer version here to your question is that when someone asks, well, who or what are the Illuminati, they do not think like we do. And people oftentimes interpret things around them in terms of how they themselves think or their own worldview. If you want to understand the Illuminati, you have to understand that these people do not think like you or I, and in just one area alone, that is, a large percentage of these people are programmed to multiple personalities, and just that in itself creates a whole different thinking pattern than those of us who are not multiples.
Now, when you say the Illuminati, is this the same group that is documented that Adam Weishaupt had started back in 1776 in Bavaria? Is this the same group?
It's the same group. He actually didn't start the organization. The organization goes way back. These are oligarchical families that are extremely powerful, and if you go back in history and you ask yourself the question, when did the elite, powerful oligarchical families ever give up their power? You can't find any point in history. These were the families that, some of these bloodlines go clear back to Nimrod, the Rothschild secret genealogy that they have secretly written down through the centuries, traces their genealogy back to Nimrod. These people were the ones that controlled the mystery religions. There was a supreme council that set over all of these mystery religions of the ancient world, and they were an extremely powerful priesthood, and they chose to go underground for many years and continue working behind the scenes, but they never left. And at the end of World War II, as an example of what I'm talking about, at the end of World War II, there was a committee that was sent out throughout Europe to do a study of all of the churches that had been destroyed by the war. And they discovered that in most of these Christian churches, I forget the exact percentages, like 80% of these Christian churches, they found that where the Christian altar had been, when these churches had been destroyed, underneath these Christian altars were pagan altars that had been uncovered. So what you have is that a lot of these cathedrals were built on ley lines that were very powerful occult spiritual points, and on after hours these churches were used for what we would call satanic rituals. So this has been going on secretly for many centuries.
And you're saying that the Illuminati are responsible for what, infiltrating these churches, or?
These are our movers and shakers. These are our very powerful bloodlines. For instance, one of these bloodlines includes all of your royal families of Europe. So they're the people that have been in control. If you look at a lot of these nation states, you'll notice that at the head of their church are their kings and queens.
Now, you mentioned there were 13 families in generational Illuminati families. What are those families? Can you name them?
Oh, sure. And I came out with a book that was specifically designed to go family by family and discuss them. The top 13 bloodlines are the Astor, Bundy, Collins, DuPont, Freeman, Kennedy, Lee, Onassis, Reynolds. Reynolds is not one of the top 13. It's up there, but it's not one of the top 13. The Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Russell bloodline. And then there's a 13th Illuminati bloodline, which is a Merovingian dynasty, and I just simply call it the 13th. And then there's the Van Dyne Illuminati bloodline. The 13th Illuminati bloodline, the Merovingian bloodline, is extremely important.
This is the link to the royal families of Europe?
It includes the royal families of Europe. In my Volume 1 book, which covers the top 13 Illuminati bloodlines, in fact, that's the title to it, I don't go into the Merovingian dynasty so much because there came out a trilogy of books, Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and two other books by its three authors, Pageant, Lay, and Lincoln, which is so good in discussing this bloodline that there wasn't any real reason for me to go into it. You certainly, you know, for instance, Prince Charles would be part of that. And if you look at Prince Charles, you'll notice that if you go back into his genealogy, and I have the charts, you'll see that he's related to, in United States, he's related to our presidents, Washington, Jefferson, Madison, both of the Harrisons, Tyler, President Taylor, George Bush. George Bush, in fact, his vice president, Dan Quayle, was also related to the royal family. And he is also, Prince Charles, also related to Mrs. Woodrow Wilson. So you've got, here in the United States, the concept is we have all of these individuals that have been selected to run this country that are unrelated to each other, and yet it's quite the contrary. In fact, it was interesting that I've been told that when they dedicated George Bush's library in Texas recently, that President Carter, in the talks that were given, was mentioning that he is reading a book that recently came out this last year, which talks about how all of these presidents that were there were, or at least some of them were related to each other.
So when did you first realize the existence of the Illuminati? What information came your way to spark your interest?
I was involved with everybody's probably heard of Jehovah's Witnesses. I happened, and how Jehovah's Witnesses go out and knock on people's doors. Well, I was the opposite. I was a Christian missionary to bring Jehovah's Witnesses to Christ, and I was getting tired of working with these little Jehovah's Witnesses on the street, and I was praying to God to give me the power to decapitate the authoritarian organization that's over these Jehovah's Witnesses. And at that point, I got my prayer answered. I got this confidential information that the heads of the Watchtower Society were collaborating with the heads of the LDS Latter-day Saint Church. Well, that information totally changed my life, because what I'd done is I'd bumped into the Illuminati and their mind control, and I'm not trying to just single out the Watchtower Society and the Mormon Church, because you'll find out that, or I did find out, that their infiltration and control is pretty well right across the whole spectrum. It's your Christian organizations in general have been infiltrated and controlled from behind the scenes. This was when I first bumped into the Illuminati. I had learned about 20 years previous to this what a lot of people are already aware of about the Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, and these type of groups.
The Bilderbergers and...
Bilderbergers. I had learned about these about 20 years before. But there's a whole nother level to things. When I started getting into researching and studying and meeting, trying to help people that wanted out of the Illuminati to get out, when I started getting in at a level like at that level, then I had to work with the mind control. It's just one thing led to another.
Now, what is the relationship of these groups that you've just mentioned, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers? What's their relation to the Illuminati power structure?
There's a lot of groups around the world that are making decisions that are controlling things from behind the scenes. These particular groups, Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, and Bilderbergers, are fronts for the Illuminati, but not fronts in the sense that they have no actual purpose. They serve a purpose, but there's a hidden level back behind them, a hidden level of control.
Now, just in terms of the Illuminati families and the whole organization itself, what are their goals? Why have they infiltrated so many of these organizations, as you've been saying? What is their purpose?
Well, ultimately, it's to bring in what people have termed the New World Order, with a man who will hold the world's attention and carries the title the Antichrist. That's the ultimate goal, and I'm not trying to wax religious on people, but that's just the simple facts of it. When you get into deprogramming people, you'll see that a lot of the things that they have been programmed to do, these things that they've been programmed to do tie in with a very sophisticated plan to unify the world under the reign of the Antichrist.
Now, you've mentioned that the Illuminati group has used mind control to further their goals. How did you first come into this? And you've been working with your partner, Cisco Wheeler, who I understand was a Illuminati mind control victim. How did you first meet and realize what was going on there?
She was trying to break free of her mind control, and what I stumbled upon was perhaps, at least in my opinion, the greatest slave revolt in all history, where you had four high-level Illuminati women who had been teamed together. They had all become Christians and were all trying to break free and had become a support system for each other. And here I was, a researcher of the Illuminati, and there's a lot to try to explain, and I'm trying to encapsulize it. But when you're under the mind control, there's a lot of programming not to reveal the secrets, and so it's very difficult for somebody who's been in the Illuminati and received their standard mind control to divulge what what's going on. And so it made it much easier for them to work with me that I had already done my homework, and they knew that I was going to understand what they were talking about, and they didn't have to say a lot to communicate certain things because I already was aware, and that saved them a lot of the grief of the programming kicking in for having talked too much. So she was part of this group that was attempting to escape the mind control, and I got involved in their lives and did what I could to help them. I brought Cisco out of the Illuminati, and in return, my learning curve about the Illuminati was greatly increased because I was getting inside information from these people and a number of other people. Like I say, trying to understand this secret organization or these secret bloodlines, it's very difficult because one has to step outside of one's own culture and own way of thinking and understand these people as they think. And they do not think like we do. That's why being able to work with these people that had been in the Illuminati was so valuable.
Now, is the reason for that is because they have used mind control techniques on their own family members throughout the years?
Oh, yes. They've been carrying out this mind control on their own people as well as others for centuries. And this has all been a very closely guarded secret. And it's one of the reasons why they've been able to carry out so much to implement this New World Order without people being able to figure out that there is such a thing as a worldwide unified conspiracy. It's they're very skilled in knowing how to bring things about so that they happen, that they appear naturally.
So what is the purpose of them using mind control on their own children and their own family members?
Well, it's really essential. If you are going to participate in the Illuminati's secret life, being a program multiple is really basically there are a few in the Illuminati that aren't program multiples, but considering what one has to participate in, you've got a number of standard rituals like St. Winebalt's, St. Agnes, Grand Climax, your Walpurgis, Beltane, all your solstices and equinoxes, Lammas, All Hallows Eve, which we know of as Halloween. You've got your High Grand Climax. You've got all of these standard rituals, and these rituals are very horrific. They involve human sacrifice, sacrifices of things such as on the High Grand Climax, a baby will be sacrificed. On various Sabbats, you've got a young female or a male being sacrificed. This is not something that the normal person, the normal mind, is going to be able to handle. So the mind control and the creation of multiple personalities, which you get a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde effect, is very crucial to this thing continuing from generation to generation.
So they really used the multiple personalities to facilitate this double life that they have to lead.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I guess Maybe we could talk a little before we get into the techniques that they use for mind control and the details of that. You mentioned that they seem to have a belief system as well. Could you talk about that?
It's the Illuminati is the continuation of the mystery religions. And as someone who becomes an adept of the Illuminati, they have to learn a whole series of paths. They give the different types of occult knowledge names from the 12 apostles of Judas, plus the 13th is called the Holy Grail. So these men and women become very skilled in occult knowledge. And I'm not sure how much I should go into that, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that they'll be trained in alchemy, they'll be trained in Indian sorcery, they'll be trained in Druidism, Enochian magic, Gnosticism, Hermetic magic, Kabbalism, Plato, Sufism. You know, they'll know all the different branches of occultism.
And how do they use that information? They incorporate elements of all of those occult belief systems into their own, or
it all ties in together. The idea is to amass occult power to yourself, and that's the reason why the Collins family was brought into the top 13 bloodlines. Is that, of course, the Merovingian dynasty had a lot of magic power and a lot of political power, but the Collins family, which was Scottish, it had an extremely powerful occult. Its occult power was extremely powerful, so it was brought in to being one of the top bloodlines because they were such powerful black magicians. Kabbalism and the path workings, you get your 26 path workings of Kabbalism. This is all very important in the work that they do, and it all ties in with the mind control too. But most of the therapists out there are secular, and or a lot of them are approach it from a secular angle, and they, as they deal with these mind control victims programming, they don't touch on the spiritual aspect. But what I'm trying to say is that their religious beliefs, you know, their Kabbalism and the path workings that they do and all of that can't be separated from the mind control. It's an integral part of it.
Mm-hmm. And do the Illuminati worship a single being such as Lucifer, or?
Well, you've got different levels that people operate within the Illuminati. There's the anarchy level, which is your common witchcraft covens, and then you got your hierarchy level. And on the anarchy level, there are thousands and thousands of covens. In fact, I have listed the addresses and the names of hundreds of these in one of my book of these covens. These covens are very eclectic. They can have their own traditions, their own rituals. There's a wide variety of practices within on the anarchy level. In fact, that's what it looks like, is total anarchy. One doesn't see any connection. And then above that is your hierarchy level, where you would have your Asmodeus, your grandmasters, and your mothers of darkness, and your grandmothers, your granddames.